Thursday morning, it's 9:15, and you're on Radio Life and Style, 88 FM, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, and I'm super excited because we've got a full studio right now, and we're about to introduce you to three young men who, in my opinion, are learning to fly, making a real impact, and leaving people inspired in their wake. That's why we've got them on the radio this morning. We want to introduce you to the boys who call themselves the Waste Warriors. What is that all about? Well, hey, you're about to find out right now, live and exclusive on the morning show with me, Mike on the mic, and my special guests in studio. Let's see if we can do the introductions. We've got three guys from the Grade 7 students. Crawford International North Coast is their school, based here in Bolito. They've banded together to form this really, really impressive initiative, and let's see, on microphone number one we have Luke James. Are you there, Luke?
Yes.
Get close to that microphone. How are you doing, my friend? Are you well?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Brilliant. Alongside you we've got Naval Arby. And Naval, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, loud and proud. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
Fantastic. And rounding out the trio we've got Christopher Blackmore. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, very loud and proud. Well done. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Hey, I'm excited to meet you guys and to find out about this incredible initiative that you've got going. Grade 7 students, hey? And you've kicked off this thing, the Waste Warriors. I want to find out all about it. Can you tell the viewers a little bit about yourselves? Who can jump in first and give us the word? Luke.
Okay. So, hello, I'm Luke James.
Give us the word, Luke. What's the story about the Waste Warriors?
Arby.
Oh, we got the full introductions. And
I'm Christopher Blackmore.
There we go.
And we are the Waste Warriors. So every year, the grade 7 students are given a final task in which they are required to choose a sustainable development goal, and with the aim being to spread awareness and take action to help achieve this goal. So we, the Waste Warriors, chose Sustainable Development Goal 12, which is responsible consumption and production. But however, we chose to focus more so on responsible consumption rather than production. So this means that we'll be focusing on ways that we can reduce the amount of litter and waste pollution in our environment.
Awesome. So this kind of kicked off as a school project initially,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much bigger than that. It's got like real wings, this thing. And let's find out about, tell me, why are you so passionate about cleaning up the environment, and why do you think it's important?
We, the Waste Warriors, are passionate about cleaning the environment because our environment and oceans are the most important parts of our Earth. We only have one Earth. There is no planet B. We should therefore work together to prevent any further harm and preserve it from imminent destruction.
It is
vital that we start disposing of our waste properly and efficiently. We must not carelessly dispose of it in our environment, oceans, and public areas. It is therefore very important we all reduce, reuse, and recycle. We want to encourage people to come together as a community and take immediate action in order to reduce the amount of waste pollution in our environment and oceans before it's too late. Each one of us can make a small difference every day. So let's start now.
Yeah, I think we can all get behind that. Reduce, reuse, recycle. And I really like that. There's no planet B. You know, we've got one Earth. We've got to make it work. So what is the mission and the goal here, Naval?
So, we the Waste Warriors do not only encourage and ensure that people play their part in reducing litter and waste pollution, but we actually take action and get the community involved. We strive to improve the living conditions for citizens of rural and local townships by actually removing waste in and around certain areas, and we do the same for animals in the process.
Wow.
We do this by educating people about the current litter and waste pollution situation in our environment. This in return can earn them an income. This is actually made possible through one of our partners, Litter for Tokens. By partnering with Litter for Tokens, we ensure that people in rural communities can obtain an income and preserve the environment in the process.
Brilliant.
We strive to ensure that the irresponsible disposal of waste is eliminated by 2030 so that we can ensure a cleaner and safer world for us all. Our mission is to educate many people on the imminent danger which waste is causing. And another one of our targets is to find a circular and sustainable solution by actually getting communities involved. So overall, we strive to make the world a cleaner and better place for us all.
And not bad for a couple of grade sevens, hey? I mean, these are some impressive goals. And you're three really confident, well-spoken young men. I'm really impressed with what you're bringing to the table here. So let's look at a little bit more detail. What actions have you guys been able to take so far?
So we've taken many actions over the course of this task, and we've worked very closely with an organization called the Differ Tokens, and we chose to work with them because we believe in their approach that they have taken to help reduce the amount of litter and waste pollution in our environment. So how the Differ Tokens works is that if you collect a bag of recycling and bring it to the Differ Tokens, you'll receive a token. So one bag of recycling yields one token, and then once a month on a Saturday, the Differ Tokens opens their shop, and then it's on this day that you can take in your collected tokens and you can actually buy essential items with them like food and clothing. So it's a win-win situation for both the environment because it's obviously being cleaned up in the process, and it's good for communities, rural communities, and the members within them because they essentially are getting items like food and clothing for free.
Brilliant.
So one of our actions was collecting bags of recycling and secondhand clothing from Crawford International North Coast students, and then we donated them directly to the Differ Tokens. And another action we took was to present and encourage a rural community to actually sign up, join and get involved in the Differ Tokens campaign, and we informed them about the campaign and the ways that it can benefit them, and we gave them brochures in the languages that they understood, so we made sure they all understood. So we also did an experiment amongst some Crawford International North Coast students. So do you know there's like 4 or 5 liter water bottles, yeah, and how they have those ridges on the side of them?
Yeah.
So a lot of people actually think that those are just for aesthetics, but however, they actually are part of the design of the bottle so that it can be squished down after you finish using it. So 89% of the students that we surveyed didn't know that you could do this or didn't know that this is what these ridges were for.
I didn't know that. I'm learning something new here.
So squishing down these bottles like this, it benefits the environment a lot because it saves space in landfills, and landfills are known to cause pollution. So we don't want to create more landfills. We just want to reuse and preserve the landfills that we have as much as we can.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, see, I'm feeling like I'm getting as much from this interview as anyone here. I'm learning as we're going. And look, now that we're getting a clearer picture of the impressive actions that you guys are taking, it's a couple of kids. It's just, yeah. Really, you're doing more for the local environmental picture than I think so many adults. What are some simple solutions that people can do to help with the management of waste? Do you have any takeaways, any tips for us?
So during our research and experiment, we discovered that a huge percentage of people actually do not know about the following simple solutions, which may actually be one of the reasons as to why there's so much waste in our environment. So the first is reuse fabric grocery bags when you go to the store. In our research, we actually discovered that plastic grocery bags account for a huge percentage of waste.
Yeah.
So if you buy fabric bags to put your groceries in, not only will this greatly help the environment, but it actually saves you money in the long term.
Huh. Makes sense.
Secondly is to create awareness and share information online to create an impact. So I think we all know that one of the best ways to make a change in the world today is to share information on social media.
For sure.
If you share things relating to how bad the situation actually is in the environment, this will then encourage people to change their methods of disposing of waste, which will greatly help the environment. We have created our own social media. You can find us on Instagram at @the_waste_warriors. Thirdly is to reduce, reuse, and recycle. I cannot stress this enough. This is the most important and powerful thing a human could actually do in order to save the environment. If we implement reducing, reusing, and recycling into our daily lives, there's almost 100% guarantee the environment will be preserved.
Brilliant.
We must reduce our purchasing, reuse our items, and recycle our waste. This will greatly, greatly help the environment. And then next is to purchase items wisely. So one of the main reasons as to why there's actually so much waste in our environment is because of excessive buying. So you should only buy the needs and once in a while buy your wants.
Yeah.
If we reduce our purchasing, the environment may have a greater chance of being actually restored. And then finally is, instead of throwing old clothes, toys, and other items that can be used away, donate them to certain charities and organizations such as the Differ Tokens. So by doing this, it creates sustainability and it helps those in need. Previously, I mentioned how it is so important to reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Yeah.
By donating clothes and other items to organizations such as Litter for Tokens, you're actually doing all three of these processes.
Wow! I mean, it couldn't be easier. You guys have really done a lot of legwork and a lot of research and put a lot of thought and energy into finding ways to make these goals seem like achievable, not so far out of reach, and easy for everyday people to get behind. I think it's brilliant, and I'm hoping that you can make me a promise, because I look at you and I see three really bright, really enthusiastic young guys, and you've got this great optimism and this passion for changing the way things are, making the world cleaner and greener and better. And I don't want you to lose that, because, you know, it's so easy as you grow up and get older and you get extra responsibilities and you get distractions, and then your passion projects from when you were young and excited kind of take a back seat and they fall away. Do you reckon you'll be able to keep this passion, this fire and excitement and enthusiasm going, and this mission of yours, whether it continues as the Waste Warriors or if it grows into something else and evolves, will you still keep the mission in focus?
Yes.
I love that. That's fantastic news. Now I feel excited for the future, not just for the long weekend. And you've been hearing it from three really impressive grade 7 students from Crawford International North Coast: Luke James, Naval Arby, Christopher Blackmore. The gentlemen, thank you for coming in, for giving us something to think about, some practical tips on how to make an impact and feel good about ourselves and our planet. And one more time, who can give me the social media handle for how we can keep tabs on you and your mission as the Waste Warriors?
So you can find us on Instagram at @the_waste_warriors.
I think that is so cool. Any last words, any shout outs you want from your side, Luke?
Thank you for your time.
And Naval?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Absolutely awesome. Christopher?
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, gentlemen. Have a fantastic long weekend ahead. Hopefully, you're on holiday now, hey?
Yes.
So you're not skipping school to do this interview?
No.
Oh, very good. Well played. And looking forward to chatting again soon on 88FM. What do you say?
Yes.
Yeah, you heard it. And right now, after that exclusive interview with the Waste Warriors, here's another warrior, Christina Aguilera, the fighter. Turn it up for your Thursday, right here on Radio Life and Style.